Massachusetts gaming commissioners gave marks of sufficient to outstanding as they reported publicly on their evaluation of MGM's application for a gaming license to build an $800 million casino in downtown Springfield. Each of the five commissioners has spent months reviewing key aspects of the MGM proposal, including the project's design, financing, plans to mitigate traffic problems, economic and overall impacts. It appeared MGM did not receive a failing grade in any key area. Shortcomings commissioners identified could be addressed as conditions to the license award. Commission Chairman Stephen Crosby said a major milestone is at hand in the 2.5-year effort to launch the gambling industry in Massachusetts.
The issue before us today is whether to award the Category 1 license in Western Mass to MGM Springfield, and if so, with what conditions attached.
MGM is the sole applicant for the Lone Resort Casino license authorized in Western Massachusetts, but there were competitors earlier in the process. The Gaming Commission is scheduled to conclude its public evaluation in Springfield Wednesday. Deliberations are scheduled to take place during the Commission's regular meeting in Boston Thursday. Commissioners will return to Springfield Friday morning to make a formal decision on a license award.
We are committed to a participatory, transparent, and fair process. And I, for one, hope very much that by the end of this week, that the participants in the bidding process, the communities involved, and the people of Massachusetts will believe that we have met that standard.
MGM Springfield President Mike Mathis said he is cautiously optimistic.
You know, it affirms the dialogue we've had and the presentations we've made, which is that they view our project very favorably, and it makes us all that much more comfortable that come Friday, we're optimistic we'll get the selection.
Any celebrating MGM and Springfield Casino supporters do Friday is likely to be somewhat muted. A cloud of uncertainty hangs over the project in the form of an effort to persuade voters to repeal the 2011 state law that authorized Las Vegas-style gambling. The state's highest court is weighing a decision on whether the question can go on the November ballot.
We're hopeful that the Supreme Judicial Court will rule soon and rule favorably on the issue so that we won't have to worry about the what if when it comes to a November ballot. We're looking right now to make sure we get through this MGC process, which we've never taken for granted.
Mathis said if the court blocks the vote, MGM could break ground and begin construction by the end of summer. Springfield Chief Development Officer Kevin Kennedy said MGM's casino project would dramatically change Springfield.
The entertainment options for Springfield and the whole Pioneer Valley are going to have a significant increase in what they have as opportunities. There are all kinds of other projects that we detailed back in the end of March that are kind of commingled or intertwined with this whole project here. And Springfield really is on the way back if we can pull them all off.
MGM said the project will produce 2,000 construction jobs and 3,000 permanent jobs. Reporting from Springfield, I'm Paul Tuthill, WAMC News.